The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, November 19, 1978 at 16 hours 35 and 19 hours 35 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Hi there, I'm Rita Rochelle, and I'm welcoming you back to Music Time in Africa, a program of popular and traditional African music featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. With the help of my colleague, Leo Sarkisian, I've selected some recordings which I think are very good examples of Mbira music from a number of countries. I'll also have greetings for some of our listeners who have been writing to us, and I do hope that you'll stay tuned in for the next 25 minutes for Music Time in Africa. The Mbira, sometimes called the thumb or hand piano, is a unique African musical instrument that has hundreds of names, depending on the local dialect or language in whichever region or part of Africa the instrument is found. Basically, the Mbira consists of a number of metal or bamboo strips of different lengths mounted on a board or on a small or large wooden box. One end of each metal or bamboo strip is fixed in most instruments by insertion between metal bridges. The free ends are plucked by the thumb and forefingers to sound like this when playing bamboo notes. And the instrument sounds like this when playing one with metal notes. Usually, small mbiras are played while being held in the palms of the two hands, but larger ones are held on the lap. Sometimes the board may be placed within an open calabash, which acts as a resonator, or the metal keys may be mounted on a wooden box rather than a board. For example, here is an mbira placed in a large open calabash. This first selection of Mbira music I have here comes from the Sul de Saba province of Mozambique. The performer, a Tonga musician, plays his instrument with the thumb of the left hand and both the thumb and the first finger of the right. He sings a rhythmic and happy tune which he calls Gele Gele, meaning beautiful.
Nigem konto ame, nigem konto ame, nigem konto ame,
In certain regions in Zambia, the imbira is known as konkobela, and it's usually a fan-shaped instrument with an external resonator. Here's an excellent example of konkobela music recorded in the Serenje district, just north of Lusaka, Zambia's capital city. The tune is sung in the Lala language.
Vale ya kwamulungu mukambo eshe kobana Yesu Mama Yesu alifile nokumusika pachi tatu Mwevale ya kwamulungu mukambo eshe kobana Yesu Ave Nagasembe Vali Tumpa Anka Kongole Moto Kanka Wela Ave Njivala Visa Kumuavo Fueva Kumuezo Kumbelezi
That was music from Zambia played on the konkobela, a fan-shaped imbira hand piano with an external resonator. The marimba lakimbe, found in northern Tanzania, is a box-resonated imbira, a much smaller type than those found in West Africa, but much more melodic. In this recording, made in the Biharamulo region just south of Lake Victoria, a Zenza musician plays an 18-note marimba and sings a medley of two old folk songs just for the sheer pleasure of making music.
Kurienda sana vika kurone vigamba katula yezatu chome mure kure bana be kurienda sana le mure kure bana be kurienda sana vaka kurone vigamba katula yezatu chome mure kure le kure mure kure bona be kurienda sana Li mure kure bona be kurienda sana Tuke kure ni tukaba katura yada tuchome mure kure
Another box type mbira found in northern Tanzania is the ikimbe of the Hangaza. The ikimbe, which usually has only 10 notes, and a distinctly different shape than other types in Tanzania, is said to have been introduced from Rwanda or Burundi. This example of ikimbe music, recorded more than 25 years ago in the village of Gombolola Shanga in the Ingala district of Tanzania, is played by Peter Mayanga.
Chansi kumwene runihura Ukugenda kuteru kubona Ukubaza kuteru kumenya Icho wangu shiri nyuma yawe Chukundu shiri mbere ya wema Chausi kumweneru ni ura Ukugenda kuteru kubona Ukubaza kuteru kumenyama Nyankabira mama we Singiri watu mawe, singiri watu mawe Wene mama jewe garantaye mawe Nyankabira mayewe, nyankabira mama we Nyankabirama yawe, nyankabirama mawe Chakuta ya mawe, zochivo na mawe Nyankabirama jawe, warango ya mawe
When I told our music man, Leo Sarkeesian, that I was going to talk about mbiras today, he immediately said that he'd like to contribute a recording from his own personal collection. The recording is an old one. It's a collector's item, made about 30 years ago by the late musicologist Hugh Tracy, and features a 20-note ilimba mbira of the Gogo people in the Dodoma district of Tanzania. The metal notes of the instrument were made from the ribs of an old umbrella, and had an extended range of about 3.5 octaves, with unusually very low bass tones. That was Imbira music from Tanzania, played on the 20-note ilimba of the Gogo people. I particularly like this next example of Imbira music. It's a medley of two very old folk songs of the Luba in southern Zaire. The recording was made in the Kandakanda district of the Kasai province and features two 10-note Likimbe Imbiras. Thank you. And now to wind up today's special show of Mbira music, here is music of the Lozi in Zambia, played on the Congombia Mbira. Well, friends, our time has run out again. I hope you enjoyed the music today and that you'll join us again next week at this same time. But now it's time to say hello to some very special people. To David, Andy, and Tifo of Nsawam, Ghana, Michael Eme Ogbuwa of Uyo, Cross River State, Nigeria, to Kimjika Madika of Orlu, Imu State, Nigeria, to Yanusa Yakuba of Misau via Azare in Bauchi State, Nigeria, and also hello to Alexander Parker of Nsawam, Ghana. This is Rita Rochelle saying so long for now for Music Time in Africa and inviting you to listen to the news on Africana, which follows immediately on these same frequencies and meter bands. And again, both Leo and I do wish you all have a nice week.